A Stockton University professor made the most of his time while on lockdown during the height of the pandemic. From the New Jersey desk, WHYY's Kenneth Burns offers a profile of one science professor who uses music to teach. It's made of our shared anatomy.
And ancient rocks that sing as well. Matthew Bonin is a paleontologist at Stockton School of Natural Sciences and Mathematics. He studies dinosaurs, but his music covers all vertebrates.
I wanted to make the focus very human, and so each of the songs always comes back to tying it in with humans and the human experience, and again, this idea of our connectedness with one another. But I'm getting ahead
of myself. Bonin created the 12-track prog rock-inspired album Once Upon Deep Time during the early days of the pandemic. The theme is the evolution of hearing from the time of the dinosaurs until now.
One night in the age of reptiles, though we can't say just when, feathered dinosaurs began to sing, and everything.
Growing up outside of Chicago, he had a passion for dinosaurs, and he also shared his family's love for music.
And they played a lot of pop and rock music, and so that's what I grew up listening to. I'm the oldest of six, so we were a big family, and I think it was one of the ways to entertain a whole bunch of little kids.
WLSAM and FM in Chicago. Today is Tuesday.
He would eventually discover the sounds of progressive rock once he got older.
FM 98.
Bands like Genesis, Pink Floyd, and Rush.
A lot of these bands, the music really spoke to me because it was kind of like you could put headphones on and disappear into this other world.
He played the trumpet and baritone in high school. Bonin would eventually pick up the piano much, much later in life. When stay-at-home orders were in place in the early days of the pandemic, he had more time to improve his piano skills. That's when Once Upon Deep Time was born.
Voices and music, vibrations of air, a movement of fluid and bone.
Bonin says he wants the music to teach science and call people to reconnect with one another. He says the pandemic made him feel isolated, and he worried the transformation of face-to-face human interaction to online video sessions hurt relationships.
We were losing the ability to see each other as people, and not just images on a screen or hateful words or images or audio.
Once he was able to reconnect to campus, Bonin got help recording the album from members of the Stockton community. Some students helped musically, including the campus a cappella chorus. Others helped create the music videos.
All of the students, whether the animation or musically or whatever, you know, all the students that have worked on this have done a fantastic job.
His son Max contributed on guitar. And daughter Quinn provided some backing vocals.
To the past that echoes till this day, descendants of survivors that...
Bonin took a semester off to finish the album. At some point, he says he would like to turn the album into a stage show.
I don't 100% know what it would look like yet, but it would use the animations that we're making.
Prior to that, he says he might use some of his songs in a class. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.